Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL quarterback, now with AM 790 in Houston, where he does mornings. Our buddy Sean Salisbury. Sean, are you excited for schedule day? And when you were a player, did you care at all?
The answer would be no to both. But the truth is, which we did, is I think we all... Because, you know, obviously times have changed. There wasn't regularly Thursday night games. You know, it seems like every game wants to be national. We got Thursday, we got Sunday, we got Monday. What you did do is you wanted to always look who the opener was. I did, who we're opening with. And then if you had like a Monday night game, because everybody gets a little jacked up when your peers are watching. You know, when you start to look and say, oh, man, they're going to be checking us out. So did that. But if you would have asked me at no time in my career in 10 years, could I have told you who we were playing in December? And then you'd probably look on Thanksgiving. You'd see if you were one of the games on Thanksgiving, right. If you were playing the Cowboys or playing Detroit, and now we have a third game with the NFL Network. So, yeah, but I passed the first game, maybe the first two. I really had no clue. And with this, if you tell me right, I don't care because we don't play until September, so I'm not going to get overly jacked up. I'll wait till the summertime, but no. I don't think I'll be tuning into any television shows and watching the breakdown of some team playing Jacksonville and the Houston Texans playing in Wembley Stadium in November. I don't care right now.
I am, Sean, though. Sorry to cut you off.
I'm excited. He's acting like a kid.
Here's why I'm excited. And usually I'm the first one to make fun of people for getting excited. Like, I don't. Right. I think people make like too big a deal of the draft and draft lotteries and schedules and all this stuff. But the only reason I'm excited is because of what it symbolizes, that this city has been following garbage football for two decades. Two generations of football fans have had essentially nothing worthy of rooting for. And we've been covering this team. This will be our ninth season covering the team. And every year the schedule was irrelevant because we knew the Browns were going to stink. And so it didn't matter who they were playing. And because I'm so excited about the upcoming season, even though I know this just gets us one day closer, the schedule on paper for me represents the reality of a season coming together that for once has promise of real hope. And that's why it's exciting to me.
Yeah. I do see in this case with your fans and with you guys covering it and talking about it, I get it. I do. Like I said, next week we'll probably talk about a game or two when we're on here discussing it about certain matchups we are pumped up about. I get it, because when you're relevant and the nation knows it, you got something to be jacked up about. And there's also a respect factor. Now when you walk into that bar, that restaurant out of town, it's like, I'm a Browns. Oh, man, it's just a different narrative. It just is. Now they got to go out and prove it, and they did. You know, they started to make some tremendous strides last year. But I completely understand why teams on the rise, a team like you guys, man, for 20 years, come on now. Now we're excited because, ooh, national game. Ooh, we're relevant. Ooh, people now got to take notice. We're no longer that's a bye week game. We're now fans and media that get to get excited, and a team saying, here we go again. Now, the players always say that they think they're going to win a bunch of them. But as fans, you're like, oh, I've seen this movie before. This is a different movie. And quite frankly, you guys are the A-lister in the movies now, and that's a pretty cool thing for you.
Isn't it a little dangerous, though, Sean, for the players to hear all this stuff when you haven't won a damn thing, and a lot of these guys have been a part of a lot of losing here, and all of a sudden, now on paper, they're good without having to put in any work?
Yeah, I there's no question. There's no question. And they did some work last year, but the work's not even clear. We only saw a little appetizer, guys. You know what I mean? And I think... with a mix of veterans and some youth, and maybe guys who haven't been a part of this, maybe some that have been in the league, or new guys that really, while they know the history of Cleveland because we remind them of the last 20 years, new players that have come in, they don't have to wallow in the last 20 years and say, well, I wasn't part of it. That's the ego of a player. You say, well, that wasn't us. I wasn't a part of that. This is new. And when I've been on the Browns, it's either this is the new team or last year when we started to make strides. But the other side of it is you can't – it's one thing to get beat down because you've struggled for 20 years. It's the total opposite, but it can also have the same effect, is to come waltzing in with your chest too puffed out and your shoulders too far back to the point where you think the offseason – because championships, while we play the games in the during the fall, a lot of them are won now, getting you the extra work, the lonely work, doing things that maybe in the off seasons you haven't done in the past by yourself. Now you got, you feel like it's different. So there is no question, Dustin, that this is a situation where you got to guard against. Be careful what they're saying about you on social media, good and bad. Be careful how good they're talking about you, because you go 0-2, and they'll be putting your doggone in the motor pool again, and they'll stick you to the outhouse again. So it is, you still got to do your work, do your lonely work, and put your time in, and realize until you've won something, you haven't won anything. And that if they'll take that, which I think they will, but it's easy to believe the press clippings when things are going good, and it's a bummer, but you also get beat down with it when things are going bad. And it's a very slippery slope. But, yeah, you got to stay away from, man, we really are. It's okay to think you're good, but that doesn't mean you don't put the effort in to say, man, I got to do extra to make sure that we validate all this stuff that guys like me are saying about you, that they go validate it and validate it for their fans that have waited a long time for this opportunity to cheer on a winner again.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback. Speaking of quarterback, Sean, Russell Wilson inking the largest contract per season. That's the routine now with all the top quarterbacks. We both love Russell Wilson. We had Michael Lombardi, the former GM, on earlier. He's not as high on Russell Wilson as we are. What do you think of Russell Wilson?
I love him. First of all, and I respect Mike a lot too. I think Mike's is awesome in this business. But for me, and I mean, I'm just fans, and I go on. I went on Twitter, guys, and I know people try to troll, and I laugh with them and joke with them and toy back with them. But when you're tweeting with somebody, and I always try to be respectful and give them a platform, I try to do that for them. And then when some guy's talking to me, well, Jared Goff and Nick Foles are better than Russ Wilson. Then I got to say, listen, man, this is where you telling me about quarterbacks would be like me telling Warren Buffett about finance. Stop it, okay? And then I start, and then they're trying to sell you this. I said, wait a minute. First of all, I don't know. I really don't get the negative feedback on Russ Wilson. Why?
Yeah,
I can tell you this. You can give me all the Legion of Boom you want. That Super Bowl that they won and the one they should have won down by the goal line. If Russell Wilson's not their quarterback, they're not in those Super Bowls, defense or not. You take a look at who their backup quarterbacks were at the time. You're telling me that they're getting there without him? Now, they may not have got there without that great defense or won the Super Bowl, but Russell Wilson isn't just a guy that you just plug somebody else in and say, hey, let's go win this. When we go down the list, you ain't getting to 7 or 6 before you mentioned Russell Wilson's name. He's a closer. When he targets guys, he's as good as we have in the league. He knows how to make players around him better. You know, I don't care whether you like his, you know, life or that he's a celebrity and dating or married to a singer and all that stuff. I don't care about that. But I know one thing. He shows up to work. The guy constantly wins. So since he's been there, and then every time he takes the field, he's a threat. So I don't know. I think he's worth every penny. And I always hate when people, or I laugh when people kind of rip guys saying, well, man, I can't believe he's doing this. Why do you care? It's not affecting you. And this narrative, guys, that, well, he's using up so much of the salary cap, how can they go get other players? That's so lazy.
Yep.
That you can do it. And everybody will look with Brady. Yeah, well, if Brady got his worth, he'd be worth $50 million a year. So I told him, I said, he's going to get between 30 and 35 a year. And they laugh. No, he's not that good. He's not worth it. He's 25. Well, Kirk Cousins makes 29, and Russell Wilson's $6 million a year better than him, I can guarantee it. So he's a winner. I think they would have been the dumbest franchise on the planet next to the Giants for giving you guys Beckham to let Russell Wilson, a quarterback in the prime of his career, who is a special player, walk and go and trade him would have been the dumbest thing they could have done. They got it done, and I'm sure everybody in Seattle's happy about it. I'm a big fan of Russell Wilson, and he's also got the jewelry to prove why he's near the top of the list as quarterbacks in this league.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's kind of a cautionary tale for Browns fans. Hopefully, in a few years, we'll have the same problem, right? Baker Mayfield's up for his contract, and then he'll become the highest paid quarterback in the league, which makes it even more of a reason why now is this window where you're not paying the quarterback. You can go get Odell Beckham Jr., and you can have two of the highest paid receivers in football on the same team with a quarterback making no money.
Dustin, amen. You've got to capitalize when they're under, like in Kansas City, in Cleveland, if Darnold's elevate. You've got to capitalize when they're under this rookie deal before all of a sudden they waltz in. And it's going to be one of those guys, that one of those three, maybe a Watson as well, that's going to make $40 million in 3 years. They just are. They're going to be making $40 million friggin' dollars a year. And they'll be worth every penny because that will have meant they've won. And you're worth what you can negotiate. And you know what? Baker does that in 3 years. Guess what? His contract will be outdated 2 years later because the next dude will come along that plays like him. If we get, whether it's Watson or Mahomes, and it's just the way it is. And it's what you beg for because it'll mean that you guys are winning. But it's also one of those things you say, yeah, let's load up on some great players now because you guys know this. Windows open and close all the time. The Patriots window isn't normal, okay? That's just a freak show. The rest of the normal franchises, you know, aside from a couple at the top year in and year out, they'll open, it'll close, they'll miss the playoff, boom, they'll jump back in, and then they'll build it again. So you take advantage of these, and they do. This is a great opportunity under a rookie quarterback contract because eventually Baker Mayfield, if it continues to progress like we've seen, is going to be making $35 to $40 million a year, and he'll earn it, and he'll be worth every freaking penny. I never get in people's wallet. I'm all for it, and players should be for it. Fans, I know it's a bummer with ticket prices, but that's just the way it is with quarterbacks, and I don't see an end to it anytime soon, as we've seen in sports with the Mike Trouts of the world. So, yeah, that's what you wish for, but keep loading up on these great players, have a great draft, and let's get it on for Cleveland in the fall, man.
Sean, there's been a lot of talk about Dwayne Haskins dropping in the draft. When I hear that, I never really believe that because I feel like
right. That's
mock draft guys talking, not real GMs talking because they're not sharing any real information. What do you think of Dwayne Haskins? Do you think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I do. And you know what, guys? I'm trying to figure out. I was on a show the other day, and they were asking, it was in D.C., and they asked me about Dwayne Haskins, and I said, I'm trying to figure out how he dropped.
Yeah,
how
bizarre.
The guy went from on some boards, if it wasn't like Kyler Murray with Cliff Kingsbury situation, there's many that had him as the first quarterback. If not the first, overwhelming second, no deeper than the third. And then all of a sudden, he's going to be the fourth pick of the draft or the fifth pick or the sixth pick. Had a top eight, top ten for sure. And then all of a sudden, he was a 70% completion guy. Monster numbers when he played. And he's a pocket passer and a thrower. He's not a runner, although some would have you believe that. He's a pocket guy that delivers the ball accurately, and he wins. And he elevated his team's play, and he may not, you know, I don't care that he runs a 5-1 or what have you. I just know what I saw. I'm going by what I saw and studied from the guy. And then going back and watching, I did, and I thought, because I saved some games, like, what am I missing here? How did the guy from November, where he was a star in December, and then January, between a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, I've never heard anybody say, well, in his pro day, he missed 47 throws in shorts and a T-shirt. Never heard that. I didn't see him getting any trouble off the field. I've never read anything negative about the kid. And I'm trying to figure out how between January and now has he dropped 20 picks? Now Cincinnati can't pass on anybody good. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Cincinnati, you better draft his ass. Good gracious, you can't pass on.
That'd be crazy.
What are you going to pass on him and keep being a – you better find a guy like that. So I'm a big fan, man, and he played in a tough conference. Dustin, you see a lot of it. I don't know how you feel, but I just – he's a big bot. Now, hey, is he a surefire? No, because none of them are. But I'm still trying to figure out watching him. How did he drop from January to this time? I still think he's going to be drafted high, and I think I think we're loading up with some BS. Now, he may not be the second quarterback taken, but I don't see anything negative from the season to now not to like about the guy other than it's just been 1 year starting. But I quite frankly don't care about that because we saw that from Trubisky as well when he left Carolina.
Sean, final thing. Do the Astros win their 11th straight tonight?
Yeah, they do. Miley's pitching pretty good, guys. They're relentless. You know how sometimes you get to a lineup and you get to 7, 8, 9, and you're like, okay, I could take a deep breath. It doesn't matter. And then Springer's going to lead, he'll end up driving in 100 runs from the leadoff spot, hit 30 home runs. It's exhausting to watch from your TV when you're feeling for the opposing pitcher. Yeah, they're going to win their 11th tonight, hammered them last night, and I think they'll give it to them. When they're going this good, man, you might just want to just realize, hey, let's get to the next series, let's chalk it up, take the L and move on. They'll get to 11 tonight, and then they got to series back in Arlington again to play the Rangers.
They're playing well, the Rangers.
Yeah, they are. They're playing
surprising.
Pretty well.
And
that's always a great, you know, the Dallas and Houston are the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah.
For a four-hour drive, you imagine how the fans hate each other. But
yeah.
It'll be kind of fun. And we're heating up quickly. And the bats are alive and well. And Verlander and those guys are getting back. So, and McHugh's pitched his ass off in the third hole. So we'll see what happens. But they're playing great baseball. Fun to talk about, man.
All right, Sean. Next week we'll talk some draft. And we'll look at that. We'll look at that schedule when it fully comes out.
Yeah, and we'll hear how many more draft guys have dropped Dwayne Haskins to the fourth round whatever reason.
That's right.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Sean.
It,
thanks,
man.
Sean.
All right. Always good to talk to Sean Salisbury.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.